calm is for you. No, no, this is what you said yesterday. I prepared the letters. And
give it to you. Okay, Mother. Tomorrow we'll see. Thank you.
I'm going to look at it.
I'm going to read it first, inshallah.
سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سلم بسنته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد, my respected brothers, sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continue our classes إن شاء الله تعالى in the topic of inheritance. Yesterday we went through the inheritance for the grandfather and the grandmother, and we found actually in the case of the grandfathers, if the father, for example, he passed away, but the grandfather is still alive, that means actually the grandfather, he will have a portion of the inheritance. If the father, but if the father and the mother is still alive, no inheritance for grandfather, no inheritance for grandmother, no inheritance for brother and sisters. That's what we agreed yesterday. Today, inshallah, yesterday we spoke about if the grandfather taken place or he became inheritors, that means you have to give him a portion. When the father passed away, because of the father passed away, therefore we found actually that the brothers and sister, if they still alive, they will have a portion. But if the father is still alive, there is no anything for the brother and sisters. Father will prevent the inheritance to be transferred to your brother and sister if your father is still alive. Nothing for them, zero. But the case will be totally different if the grandfather, he's the one, he's alive, and the father passed away. Then the grandfather will take the same portion like the father. And if you have a brother and sister, they will have a portion from the inheritance. And number two, we took yesterday a very important al-halat al-umariyya, the Umar's case. I give you here, alhamdulillah, PowerPoint. May Allah tabaraka ta'ala reward your brother, the sister, those who made this for us to make it easy for all of us, inshallah ta'ala. So therefore, yesterday we took the first case of the case of having done in the time of Umar radiallahu anhu arda, and we found yesterday. First, if you review step D in your paper which you have, step D, so you're gonna find actually what happened from both here. In the left side, that is the portion if the father is still alive. So we give example yesterday that a woman, the first case, a woman, she passed away and she left husband, she left mother, she left father. Or automatically husband right away will take half of the total property and assets. Number two, the mother, as Allah tabaraka ta'ala says in the Quran, فَإِنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ وَلَدْ وَوَرِثَهُ أَبَوَاهُ فَلِأُمِّهِ ثُلُثٌ. And if he has no child, the deceased person, this was the case of the woman here, she deceased and she has no children, and then after that, right away, husband will take half. Number two, mother, she will take one-third. One-third of what? Of the second half. If we give, for example, $1,000, the property is $1,000, you give the husband half of whatever the woman left. If she left 1,000, her husband will take half of the total assets and property. Number two, he has a mother in this case and he has a father. The mother, she will take 1/3 of the second half. So the second half will be how much? 500 dollars. Mother will take 1/3, that's mean 165. We're talking about the left side here now. And then after that, the remaining balance, it will be for who? For the father. Remaining balance will be for the father. Why? The remaining balance, even if as you have the person who passed away, he has brother and sister. Nothing for them at all. But the father will take all the remaining balance after you give to the wife, after you give to the mother, the father. Why? The evidence we said in this class before, review our class on the website, all the topic of inheritance. We remember the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said in the authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim, عن جابر رضي الله عنه وارضاه قال صلى الله عليه وسلم الحق الفرائض بأهلها وما بقي فلأولي العقبة من الرجال. أولي العقبة من الرجال. Give the inheritors their portion as Allah تبارك وتعالى described in the Quran. And any remaining balance, look to the shaded, dark shaded here. What Allah subhanahu, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the Prophet peace be upon him said, if after the distributions of the inheritance there is a remaining portion, it should be given to the closer man from your father's side. And let me ask you, if you refresh your mind, if you have a for example, brother and the father, and let me say both of them deserve portion of inheritance, and we have a remaining balance after you give it to the wife here, after you give it to the husband, after you give it to the mother, and there is the two people here. So who is the most closer to you in relationship, your father or your brother? Father. Your father. Therefore your father will be taken. Okay, now son is still alive. Son. And the father is still alive. And if we have a remaining balance, for example, the remaining balance should to give it to who, your son or your father?
Your son.
Your son, inshallah ta'ala, because your son is a solid root, came from you, inshallah ta'ala. That's if we have the father still alive. In the right side, if you check, we have the same example. The woman, she passed away, and she left a husband and mother, and the grandfather. Here is the father passed away in our example in the right side. Grandfather. How we distribute? We give the same portion to the husband. He should have 50% of whatever the wife left. Number two, you give to the mother in this case and you give her 1/3 of the total. Look at the Abu Rashid for the paper. 1/3 of the total. In the case of the father, we give her 1/3 of the remaining, or remaining balance. If you give the husband 500, we give the mother, in the case of the father, if the father is still alive, we give the mother 1/3 of the second half. In this case, if the grandfather is the one who is alive and father passed away, you give the mother half of what? Of the total assets, not from the 500, had 1/3 of what? You give her 1/3 of what? Of the 1,000. You got it? That's why she got more here, to be 330. And the rest will be for who? The grandfather. The same thing. If you take away 1,000, take away 500, take away 330, so the grandfather will have the remaining balance 170. You may find the grandfather here has less than the mother. It's a different case than what we have with the father. Yes. Because your mother, she has a priority more than the grandfather, inshallah ta'ala. That's why the mother, she took more than the grandfather. Come to the second case of Khalifa Umar. Turn the second page. Second page, inshallah ta'ala. Second, we have this example, the same thing. Husband, he's the one, he passed away. The man, he passed away. The husband. And he left. He left what? This time, wife. And he left mother. And he left father. This is called the second case of of the Khalifa Umar. That means it's done in the time of Khilafah of Umar, when the Sahaba, they gathered the hundreds of the Sahaba, they were in the masjid of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They agreed, and that's why in the book of Fiqh, you have to find this. Now, let we say the husband, he left $1,000, like the same example we gave it before. And he left a wife. How much is a wife will take? According to the diagram, what you have, look to the what? To the left side. Look to the left side. How much is a wife you give her?
One
kora. If the woman, if the husband die and he has no children from this woman and this husband passed away, the wife, his wife, she will take how much?
One
kora. So how much one kora from 1,250? What about if the husband, he passed away and he left children, and left children, how much is the wife she will take?
1/8,
half of it. Now, came to the mother, how much she give the mother here? According to the same rule, we took it when the woman, she passed away. Here is the husband passed away, how much he give it to her here? Third, all the time the mother take third if there is no children. No children for this deceased person, no children, she will take 1/3. 1/3 of what? Of the remaining balance. So if you give 250, one kora for the wife, out of the 1,000 is 250. So you have the rest, 750 should be between the mother and between the father. So when you give the third for the mother, third is not from 1,000, third of the 750. How much is the third for 150? Will be 250. And the father will take the remaining balance. 250 for the wife, 250 for the mother, and the husband will take that one, the 500, the remaining balance. That is if the case, if the father is still alive. But what about the father is not alive and we replace him with a grandfather? And we leave the mother the same and we leave the wife the same. Instead the father, in the right side now the example. Instead the father, we have what? Grandfather. Mother is still alive and wife is still alive. We give them all the time the same portion. For the wife, how much she should receive?
One
kora. That's mean 250. One kora. Okay. Mother, how much you give her?
1/3.
Huh? 1/3 of what?
Total.
Of the total now. The same thing, same case like before. 1/3 of the total. The total here is 1,000. So you give her 330. And the remaining balance will be for who?
Grandfather.
That is called the two cases of Umar. And that's what we clear the inheritance for the grandfather. I owe you. If, with the case of grandfather, if the father, he passed away, the one who hold the inheritance, and he never leave it to the brother and sister. Father is still alive, zero for all of them. They have children, zero for all of them. Father will take everything. Everything will be going for the father. But if the father passed away and you have the grandfather doesn't hold the inheritance to be transferred to the brother and sister, yes, it will be transferred to the brother and sister if the father, he passed away and the grandfather is still alive. The brother and sister will have, in the case of the father, nothing for brother and sister. In the case of the grandfather or grandmother, the case, we have to give portion to the brother and sister, those who are still alive. Clear. I owe you the brother and sister. I'm not going to confuse you about that because I have a question to answer it today. Sheikh Abdul Rashidi conquered me yesterday and he gave me like a complicated, and also brother Iqbal, he gave me like a kind of questions, and it's everybody seems like there is a conspiracy against me. Anyway. So anyway, inshallah ta'ala, let's go fast for the case of keep this paper with you, and you have to study this because Allah will ask you about this ilm. Now, come to the case of Abdul Rashid. First, inshallah ta'ala. Brother Abdul Rashid, yesterday he gave us like example here. Here you go. Just to tell us, inshallah ta'ala. The our case here is, he gave us yesterday that the mother, she passed away. Mother passed away. And she left the property. This mother, she passed away and she left the property. She left also two daughters, daughter number one and daughter number two. Daughter number one is the oldest daughter, and she has six female and one male. This woman, she has six female and we have one male. This sister has nothing, zero. Is that right?
No.
Okay. So he said, how we distribute the first part of his question, how we distribute the mother's property between the two daughters? Because I forgot to tell you, both of the daughters came from a different father.
No.
Both of them came from the different father. The old sister, the old daughter, she came from a different man. And the second daughter, she came from the same mother. But the mother seems like she married twice, and her husband divorced her, the first one, or he passed away, and she married someone, and she got the second daughter. But the second daughter, she did not have a chance to have any children. No husband for this, and no husband for this. Both of them, they don't have any husband. How we distribute the money between all of them? The ayah is clear. As I said yesterday, and I repeat it again. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So, what do we have here? Allah, He said in the Quran, if you review ayah number 11. Ayah number 11. Allah, He said, أخبر الله تبارك وتعالى يصيكم الله في أولادكم للذكر مثل حظ الأنثيين. الله is the one He gives you legal way or legal command in you for your children. The male will take twice than the female. We don't have any problem with that. All of us we need. Second part of the ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran in ayah 11 from Surah Al-Nisa, فَإِنْ كُنَّ نساء فوق اثنتين. ها والله سبحانه وتعالى سيد ها فلهن ثلثا ما ترك. If they were women more than two, they have two thirds. Again, if they were no male here, we don't have any male. If they were the father, he left, for example, more than two daughters, that means both of them should be what? Two-thirds. Allah, He said, if they were over the two, over two women, they have two-thirds of the total birth. So if this woman, she left, for example, $900, these two daughters, it should lay $600, you give $300, for the first daughter and $300 for the second daughter. Clear? That's actually what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah, He said, وَإِنْ كَانَتْ وَاحِدَةً فَلَهَا نِصْفُ مَا تَرَكْ. And if she was only one daughter, the father or the mother left one daughter, she will have half of what he left. Of what he left. But this is our case here. We have two daughters here. But Allah says in the Quran, if they were above two, they have two-thirds. But we have only two. As you remember in our class before, when we explained it, that you cannot take the Quran and you go and without the explanation or the sweetness of the Sunnah. You need the Sunnah. And I explained to you yesterday the most important hadith in the Islamic history for this kind of inheritance. Imra'atu Sa'd. Sa'd radiallahu anhu arda. Sa'd ibn Rabi'ah. She came with the two daughters to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qalat ya Rasulallah, inna zawji Sa'd qad qutila ma'aka fi Uhud. My husband Sa'd, he was killed with you in the battle of Uhud. Her husband killed where? In the battle of Uhud, this woman, the wife of Sa'd radiallahu anhu arda, as a shaheed. وَتَرَكَ بِنْتَيْنِ. And he left the two daughters. She got the two daughters with her. وَتَرَكَ عَمَّنْ and they have uncles. And then after that, فَأَخَذَ الْمَالَ كُلَّهِ his uncle, because he is not, he doesn't have ayah, he doesn't have Quran. There is no revelation until now for Surah An-Nisa, for this ayah. Then they came to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, يا رسول الله, tell us what we have to do, because the uncle, he took all the money which he belonged to my husband, and he did not give us anything, nothing for her, nothing for the two daughters. Then after that, what happened after that? What the Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, Allah يقضي لكم في أمركم. Allah, he make a decision in, he has the things. He doesn't create anything. Alhamdulillah, you come to ask the Muslim, 24 hours you have fatwa all the time. 24 hours, ask any Muslim, ask him any topics. In medicine he understand, in engineering he understand, in fatwa he understand, everything, mashallah. Rasulullah himself, he said, Allah يقضي لكم في أمركم. Allah, he will make a solution in your matter. I have nothing. Then Allah, he sent the ayah number 11 of Surah An-Nisa. But Allah, he mentioned, if they were above two-thirds, they got the two-thirds. If they were above two, so what we have? فقال رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم, when the ayah revealed to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he called the uncle. He told them, where is the man, money? Because he sent the message before the ayah came. And he told them, hold the money. Don't spend it. Hold it. Until Allah Ta'ala make a solution. Then when the ayah revealed it to the Prophet sallam, he called the uncle. He said, where is the money? He said, here is the Rasulullah. Cannot play with the Prophet sallam. Here is the money. He said, فَأَعْطَى لِلْبِنْتَيْنِ two-thirds. And he gave the two daughter two-thirds of the total property. While Allah, he says in the ayah, if they were above two, that means 3, 4, until 100, they got maximum two-thirds. But the Prophet, he gives the two girls, he gives them what? Two-thirds again. That could be given taqwa. And he gives the wife 1/8. Remember, if the wife, she has children, she should have 1/8. وَأَعْطَ لِلْعَمِّ الْبَاقِي, and he gives the uncle the remaining balance, which is 1/6. So to answer this, for Abdul Rashid, mother, she left the two daughter. We don't care about how many children she has, and Hadith has no children or not, because the matter is, the mother is still alive, nothing to be distributed for the children. If the mother is still alive, nothing to be distributed. If the mother, she passed away, yes, you're going to look who deserved it from the children. That's for that. Now, the second part of the question is, it's 5 minutes before 2 o'clock, and we have to go for the second, because Sheikh Abdul Rasid, he said, this woman, she passed away,
yeah,
and this woman, she passed away. What we should do? If you need to know the rest, you are appointed to see me, inshallah ta'ala, for actually either tomorrow, if Sheikh Abdullah will be here, that means that's going to be his class. If it's not, if Allah give us life, we will answer. And also, Brother Iqbal, he gave me a beautiful question about the water. We need to understand this topic. We will go review. I have the answer Allah today, but the time is always when you eat and you sit down in the table of Allah to eat, you're never gonna be satisfied. You are hungry all the time to eat, and more and more and more. May Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala teach all of us. Ask Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala to teach all of us. Ask Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala to make this na'ilm in our book, inshaAllah Ta'ala. Ask Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala to save all of us from the fitna. Ask Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, before we meet Him, to die with La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Ask Allah to increase all our knowledge. Ask Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala to make all of us love each other fi sabilillah. Ask Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala to be safe from all the fitna in this life. Ask Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala to enter the highest level with our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Jannat al-Firdaus, inshaAllah ta'ala. Ask Allah to give shifa for all the believers, those who suffered from the disease. Ask Allah to give victory for the Islam everywhere. Ask Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala to save all of us from the fitna in this life, and the punishment in the grave, and the hellfire in the hereafter. Ask Allah to guide our children to make them the best and righteous children, inshaAllah ta'ala. Ask Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala to make all of us love each other fi sabilillah. سبحانك وبحمدك، أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، أستغفرك وأتوب إليك، والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.